talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. The civil war in the Republican Party is intensifying, this time between Liz Cheney, Congresswoman from Wyoming, and Donald Trump. They have been feuding. And Liz Cheney is doing something that I think is smart and I think is bold. And what she's doing is, she was one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump because of his role in inciting the January 6th insurrection that resulted in people killed, their eyes poked out, beaten over the head with lead pipes, brain damaged, thrown down the stairs, attacking officers. She shows a lot of principle. And I think she realized this sort of split in the Republican Party between the QAnon rabble and the traditional Republicans. She has a very slippery minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, who is now going over to the QAnon rabble, whereas before he tried to hold back. So she's just going forward full frontal. Trump put out a statement. He can't tweet anymore, so he puts out a statement, but it gets picked up in the press that somehow he won the election again. He just says it. Basically, he's delusional. And she immediately went back with a tweet that said that it's a big lie and that the Republican Party, who is standing up for this big lie, is badly hurting the country. In my opinion, she's deliberately staking out a position for the 2024 ticket, and I hope she's on it. She has an intervening obstacle or challenge, I should say. It's the 2022 reelection campaign in Wyoming. She's running for reelection. Wyoming has one congresswoman. That would be Liz Cheney. Her father's Dick Cheney, former vice president. I'm no fan of Dick Cheney. He's the one that ginned up the Iraqi invasion by the United States. George W. Bush basically was easily manipulated and desperately wanted to stay in office, and he thought he could be a war president. And so they lied about weapons of mass destruction and went in before the investigators even could give their report. So I don't want Dick Cheney, but Liz Cheney is cut from a different cloth. I mean, I have a lot of respect for her, and I hope she is on the ticket. Trump responded in a strange way. He comes up with these things that sound like Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He goes, it's heartwarming to read the new polls on big shot warmonger Liz Cheney. In other words, in one of the polls, she dipped because the pro-Trump people didn't like what she's doing. But he calls her big shot warmonger Liz Cheney. That's Kim Jong-un says that kind of stuff about Trump and everybody else. Big shot warmonger. What kind of... this is not an overly articulate guy. He was president of the United States. This is a very sad thing. Very, very sad thing. But anyway, this war is going on within the Republican Party. There's a lot at stake. A lot of the business community is not going to put up with Donald Trump. But he has broad support in some areas of the country. And the Liz Cheneys, the Mitt Romneys, the Ben Sasses are standing up to it. The Adam Kinzingers of Illinois. And if there is going to be a salvageable Republican Party, it's going to be through those people. And they deserve everybody's support. In the general election, of course, back Biden 100% Democrat. But Liz Cheney is a breath of fresh air in her party. Joe Biden has just announced that he is going to increase refugees to 65,000. And everybody says, oh, that's great. Well, it depends. The fact is, here's what's out there. Right now, the United States has certified two populations in the Middle East that are subject to genocide. Genocide for their faith, Christians and Yazidis. And yet Christians and Yazidis are not being given preference, as I believe is required by law, since they are the only two victims of genocide. Now, we just recently in Boulder had Ahmad Alawiwi Alisa, private act of jihad, shooting people in a grocery store. In New York, we just had a guy named Saifullah Sapov from Uzbekistan. He killed 8 people driving a truck on the Manhattan bike path. He's set for trial. Another guy named Makayed Ullah from Bangladesh, sentenced to life for bombing subway stations. We should not be importing jihad. There are not sufficient screens. If we're going to take 65,000 refugees, there are Christians being butchered in villages in Africa, being murdered in the Middle East. That's whom we should be bringing in. That has to be said. That's not being said by the authoritarian left. It's being said by me. And that has got to be repeated. One good thing, the Philippines, very rarely do you get good news, but their foreign minister, just, this is great, told the Chinese to get the F out, get the F out of their area of the South China Sea. What was he talking about? Chinese have flooded it with vessels that they say are fishing vessels, but they're monitoring them. And they just go into Philippine waters, take fish, but they also interfere with shipping. Ultimately, China has said that they are entitled to Taiwan and ultimately Australia, New Zealand, and the Philippines. They're all in their general area. Well, that ain't happening. Now, the Philippines have no military or economic power to stand up to China, but they have a lot of guts. And this guy, the foreign minister, get the F out of here. And you know what China said in response? They said, we call for basic etiquette. We call for basic etiquette. Oh, really? Okay, here's some basic etiquette. Stop building fake islands in the South China Sea, dumping some sand. You know, most people don't realize this, but if you can be sailing over water, it all looks the same. Some areas go down 3 miles, and some areas are the equivalent of underground mountains, and it's closer to the surface than you think. And what they do is they find those areas, dump some sand in, and create a fake island. Then they say they have rights 200 miles around it. It's their land. And the U.S. Navy says no, and that's why we have our ships going through regularly. And they complain, too bad, so sad. But in the Philippines, I think they can kick them around. They go right up into their waters, take their fish, interfere with their boats. China. And the Philippine foreign minister just said, China, get the F out of South China Sea. I think that's terrific. And China's response, are you kidding me? We call for basic etiquette. Okay, how about basic etiquette is you don't keep threatening the invasion of Taiwan and ultimately Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines. Number two, stop making fake islands in the South China Sea. And if while we're at it, how about not stealing intellectual property? That would be very, very nice. And we could get along very well if you do all those things. It's not difficult to understand. It's not difficult to understand. An event in Langley, Virginia, CIA headquarters, an armed man, believe it or not, drives up to the gates and tries to ram through. CIA headquarters, Langley, Virginia, is guarded by the FBI. The FBI went out and they threw a bullhorn. They're talking to the guy. And they talked to him for a while. They didn't do anything precipitous. Finally, the guy gets out of his car with a gun and comes at him and they shoot him. I don't like to see law enforcement shoot anybody, but this one was justified. Just like the one on January 6th when they shot the protesters about to break in while there was still congressmen there, they would have beaten them to death. They would have beaten Nancy Pelosi to death. They would have hanged Mike Pence. That was a necessary shot too. You don't like to see it, but it was necessary. And the same here with the FBI at Langley in Virginia, guy trying to break into the CIA. Don't know what this guy was thinking. Maybe he was mentally ill, in which case that's very sad. Who knows what his motivation was, but there has been the unleashing of the notion of violence as an acceptable political consequence, an acceptable political tactic. And it started with Donald Trump saying that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. and bodyguards should be disarmed. And he thumbed his nose at the Secret Service when they talked to him about it, and they didn't have the guts to arrest him, even though that was a felony, threatening a presidential candidate. That opened it up. That opened it up, and then he ginned up January 6th. All these people are there. The only reason they were there on January 6th is he said, sent out a save the date card. And he sent out a save the date card on social media. These people show up, they wouldn't have been there. It's just the ceremonial acceptance by the Congress. It's a ceremony of the certifications of the presidential elections from 50 secretaries of state and 50 governors, the majority of them Republicans. And you have a guy, Pence is supposed to accept it. I think he's supposed to dress up like George Washington with a wig or something and knickers, who knows? And they show up and he says, you know, go up to the Capitol, I'm with you. They didn't know what to do. They get up there and that is what occurred. And that just occurred in a minor way at the CIA headquarters in Langley. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.